Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Truth in your eyes, say All the voices. part of me, and I've got you under my skin. I've tried so not to give in. I said to myself this affair never will go so well. But how can I try to resist when, darling, I know so well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what may, for the sake of having you near. In spite of this morning voice that comes in the night and repeats and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, you little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you make me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin.
Right, I'm live on air, so I'm going to go, Mike, alright? Alright, no problem. Hi, good evening everybody. Sorry for the very late start of our show. Obviously, thank you to our producer for playing some music. We had some technical difficulties here in the UK with the Blood Talk Radio. So I think we've rectified them now. I know that we also have in the show, Oscar is with us. Oscar?
Hey, good evening Nick, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Obviously, Oscar, I think we already pre-booked you into doing the show for us.
That's right.
So, shall I hand over to you for a short while? You can talk about a few things and maybe...
Yes, of course, yeah. Well, good evening, everybody. Good evening, wherever you are. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I say good morning because in part of Australia is a morning time. In America, South America is a late in the day, so good afternoon. And good evening to all the UK and all the Europe. I know it is a small misunderstanding what happened tonight, but that's okay because that is where it's all about. We need a balance, and that's why we're not perfect. because we are in this world. Nobody's perfect. And, little mistakes do happen. But it's nice to be able to communicate. I know there's a lot of people they were expecting perhaps the show to start in time. But nevertheless, we're here. Is that right, Mike? Is that right, Nick?
It is, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Anyway, I know that perhaps we don't have enough time tonight, but we do have quite a few plans for between you, me, and Mike. Would you like to tell people what we're planning to do?
Yeah, okay. I believe, actually, we're doing a rather big show. I think you might have to remind me the address, but it's in Pontypool, which is based in Wales.
That's correct.
And it's a night of psychic mediumship. Obviously with myself, Nick Humphreys, Oscar and Mike. It's going to be, it's one place, three mediums, one fantastic night. I'm really looking forward to it, Oscar. I really am.
I am indeed as well. It's doing very well. We have really good response from this. People from Wales are responding really well. And I'm looking forward to this because I have worked with Swansea once before. And the people there, they're so warm and so all the lovely. They make you welcome, And I'm really looking forward to work in that area again. But then again, I'm looking forward to work with you, Nick Humphreys, and Mike Davis, and myself, of course, I'm really looking forward to it. So, Wells, you are invited, everybody. The doors will be open at 7:30, isn't it? We start at 7:30.
I believe so, yeah. I don't know if you want to tell people where they can get tickets from.
Right. You can get the tickets from me. If you go to my website, would it be www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And my page, and my events page, there's a button there, which will take you to my PayPal. With my PayPal, you can actually buy the tickets from there. You don't need an account because I have a lot of people saying and asking about the account. They're saying that they cannot buy the ticket because they haven't got an account. Well, you don't have to have an account through PayPal to purchase the ticket. So from the www.oscar-clairvoyant.com, you can purchase your ticket. But then again, I'm going to send you guys some tickets as well. The people, your local people there, perhaps you can sell them over there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what I'm really looking forward to? I'm looking forward to the fact that there's three of us, and we all have our own unique way of working alongside spirit or with spirit, And to bring that into one show, and I know it's only for a couple of hours, but to see that condensed down and to see what we can do together, I know we're all going to come on separately, but, under one roof, together under one roof, what we're going to achieve. I'm really, really excited by it.
It's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it today. Today I went to a place in here in the UK, obviously, Swanage, which is about 20 miles away from where I live. I done my service there. The divine service there is today, on a Thursday. So I was the medium there for today. And I was so humbled to be the messages for the Great Spirit, because the people, their messages that were coming through today, there was so much love coming from the spirit, and so much love the people who were receiving it. Sometimes tears coming through my eyes, and not because I want to cry, that's the tears from the spirit. But as you just said, everyone has their own unique way how they work. And that's right, because we all different. We all have it special ways. Like you, Nick, you work with a tree. I found that so fascinated, because if you remember when we went to Coventry, saw you were sitting at the table with Beth.
Yep.
And you were drawing it, the tree. At first, I was just looking at it because I thought that was quite interesting. How does it work, really? How did you get to that?
I've done that many years ago. I started it many years ago. It started purely because I knew people, when they come to us for a one-to-one reading, they like to see something visual. Now, when we link to the spirit, they don't necessarily see the visual because obviously they may not be linked to spirit and they can't see what we see. So now I like tarot cards, but I don't know how to read them correctly, and they don't sit well with me. So I wanted to do something different that people haven't seen before, and I started to realise that I could read doodles or do readings with doodles. You know when people scribble on pieces of paper while they're on telephone calls?
Yes, of course.
I started to read those back to people. But when I was about 18, I'd done my very first mind-body-spirit fair. And I had nothing with me apart from Spirit Link. And I knew that by the time I get to Inverness, I had to have something. So I thought, well, as we were going through all this lovely countryside, towns, cities, they all sort of seemed to fade away. The countryside was there. That seemed to fade away, just leaving the trees, And I thought, okay, I'm getting a sign here from Spirit that trees, I've got to do something with trees. So I went there blind, really. I went there thinking, I still don't know what I'm doing. How about if I just get people to draw a picture of a tree? And lo and behold, really, I found that actually it was giving me a bit of their history, a bit of their present, and a bit of their mind scope. So it's an essence of themselves. So, it was amazing to see. And it's just over the years, it's developed more and more, and it's got a little bit more, it's a little bit more complicated, but it still doesn't quite tell me everything that I need to know. So I do revert to Spirit Link. I do revert to using tarot cards within that reading. It's a fascinating way, really. Again, it's just a tool. But when I'm on stage or platform for churches and so on, I don't do the tree readings. They're purely for one-to-one. I know I have done talks on the tree reading. So I don't know, do you use any tools yourself?
No, to be honest, no. I just work straight with the spirits. I know I can read the cards and I can use the runes as well. But to be honest with you, I just... So, for instance, when people come to me one-to-one, what I do, I use a lot of psychometry in a one-to-one. Not because I need it, but, it's so nice when you hold an object belong to somebody. You hold in your hands, and you made a contact with that, and you get so much, you get a lot from it. So, I like the only way I'm different from the platform is in a one-to-one psychometric, which I teach to my students as well, because I run my own courses. I teach people in my home. I do my own workshops. So I push that quite a lot because it's important. Why do I think it's important? Because I know that you get really good response, really good results from it. So I push that a lot to my students, and most of them, believe me, I not just the psychometry, just holding when they do exercise. I could be very pushy with them, but only because I want to make really good mediums of them, and I make them do a lot of exercise that I know they're difficult but not impossible to do.
Yeah.
And they get really good results. Just before I forget, because I know we talked about the a night in Wales, but we haven't told them where it's going to be, have we?
No, we haven't. No. You're right.
It's a place called the Learning Centre, the Neighbourhood Learning Centre in Pontypool, Wales, and that's Saturday, June the 2nd, 7:30 p.m. So if anybody, I'm sure this is quite close to you, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not, well, it's not far. Mm-hmm. I think it'll probably take me about an hour and a half to get there.
Okay.
So, it's not.
Yeah. So I just saw, you know, I forgot. I thought, oh my God, we haven't told people where exactly what it is, but that's what it is. You know, for the people that live in my area, in Dorset and Bournemouth, I just like to because I have people asking me about this. When is my next show, as they call it, or psychic work in this area? On the 27th of April, which is Friday 27th at 8 p.m. at the Kingston Community Center, Midlands Road, Pelnance Park, Bournemouth. I will be doing a psychic night there with a good friend of mine, Greg Smith, and myself, Oscar Villegas. And that starts at 8 o'clock on Friday 27. The tickets are £10. So if anybody is interested, so just remember the date, Friday 27, 8 p.m.
Absolutely. Can I plug one of my shows as well?
Please do, mate, please.
I've actually, now one of my guests that I've had on my show before, Michelle Morgan, lovely lady. We do a lot of work together, and we do a lot of fundraising together as well. And we've actually decided that on the 9th of June, in a place called the Halfway Hotel in Cleneffley, starting at 7:30, we're going to be doing a show, and it's called the Connections Tour. We decided to call it Connections Tour. It's okay. Obviously we're connecting to the spirit world. And we're going to give, I think we're doing a raffle where they can win like a T-shirt, private readings, tickets to another show and so on. And or any T-shirts that are sold on the evening, I think there's a percentage of the sales goes towards, and also the raffle go towards Air Ambulance. So it's a great charity because obviously being in rural Wales, we need this facility, for all these, obviously in the rural area, and it's hard to get ambulances to these farms and motorways and so on. So we need this air ambulance. We need to keep it in the air, basically. So it's going to be a great night. Again, that's on the 9th of June, Halfway Hotel in Cleneffley, 7:30. And I believe you can buy the tickets on a site called www.elephantevents.com. I'm sure that's the right one. And you can look up the event on there. So, again, a great night.
Excellent. Fantastic.
I just want to take you back to what you were saying about workshops and obviously uh-huh. the different way that we can work. And obviously you've mentioned psychometry. I've mentioned that I do tree readings. I also do a development group alongside with Michelle mm-hmm. every week. And we do some really bizarre stuff, I have to say. We try to really get people out of their mind scope of the norm. So, yes, we teach people, the stand-up linking to spirit mediumship and reading tarots and oracle cards. But we like to make it a bit more interesting as well. We like to throw in, like a curveball every now and again. So one week I turned up with a bag full of vegetables, and I actually got everybody to look at the vegetables, see which one they were drawn to, and pick that vegetable, and they had to do a reading for another person with the other person's vegetable. And this is with vegetable. And the information they got from a vegetable, now I know you were saying about psychometry and the information you can get from somebody's ring or necklace or by holding it. But, it's with a vegetable, it's amazing. We've done ribbon reading, we've done flower reading, but these are all just tools. It's all about, intuitive stuff, isn't it? I think with the tools, and then you're linking into spirit for the extra confirmation of what you're trying to say. So, have you ever tried anything like that before?
Yes, I have done it. I must admit, not with the vegetable. I think that's it sounds quite fun, to be honest. Because it is. It sounds interesting because, to be honest, I've done almost everything. And as I said, we do a lot of mind work as well. Because I, as you know, it's been proved scientifically, it's been proved that we only use 10% of our brains. Yep. 90% it goes wasted, basically.
Absolutely.
Because we don't use our brains to move. What happened, for instance, if you come into my house now, for instance, you're going to look at my TV. My TV is got it's covered. Okay, it's got a top on it. Not because I don't want people to watch tele. No, that's not the case. The only reason is because if you think about it, right? For instance, you watch what people watch the most. EastEnders, Neighbors, Emmerdale, yep. Brookside.
Brookside.
I remember that program.
I remember that, but I haven't seen Brookside for years.
Do you? How are you used to. I remember that program Brookside because I had no choice. My ex-wife used to watch it, so I had no choice. So you can see who the boss was. Anyway, anyways, when you watch all these programs, people sit in front of the tele, day in, day out. Night out. They watch tele. Some people, it was a report. Somebody made some kind of chasing people about what they think about all standards. And there was two people there. As it happened, they were males. What they do is they watch the episodes every second, every day, and they watch it again and again, and they called each other and to talk about it, you know, they argue about this, they argue about that, I don't agree with this, and you know, they talk about 24/7 about the program. Now, if you think about it, they're not using their own mind, they're not visualizing anything to do with their own lives. They're using somebody else's imagination. They're using somebody else's intelligence. And so they're using somebody else, basically, way of living, way of life. So they don't use their own mind because they listen and they're reading and they're just so much fascinated about us. So that is what I'm saying. I don't watch tele because to me, that is, you know, I got a confession to make. I love the royal family, I've been honest. But one Saturday, a lady phoned me, and she booked an appointment on a Saturday. Usually, I'll say no because I need quite maybe 2-3 weeks in advance. But Saturdays, I'm full booked anyway. And that day, I said to my missus, I said, oh my God, we haven't got it. We don't have a booking for that day. I said, that's okay. We will have a day off. A lady phoned me and she said to me, can I make an appointment for tomorrow? That was on a Friday. And I said, yes, I'm free tomorrow. She said, oh my God, you're going to work tomorrow. I said, I do always. Is anything special? Why should I not work? And she said, Prince William's getting married tomorrow. And I thought, what? You know what? I was shocked. I was surprised. I didn't even know that the prince was getting married.
Wow.
I had no idea. But that's just to prove to you how much tele I watch. I don't watch any tele because I feel that's such a waste of time sitting in front of the tele. I'm quite happy just reading my book. If I go a time off, I just sit there, read a book, and acknowledge I get more from one book than watching tele.
Sometimes
when you watch a program and the tele, very depressing. And since that you see they every day, they are, to be honest, they're not good for the spirits when you look at it, so much killing, so much people suffering from people killing the brothers, the sisters. There's so much killing around the world, so much hunger, all the diseases, everything that's happening around the world. It's not that I don't like to be realistic. I do. I am very realistic and I realize what's happening around the world. I'm very conscious of what happened, but I believe that everything that's happened around us, we created all this. It's the human being, the humankind, who actually have created all the problems they are today. All this, everything is happening, is our own creation. So why do I want to watch on the tele what we have created to destroy the world, basically? I don't know if you agree with me.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's. I have to tell you a very quick story before I can tell you the information that I've got. But I've done a trance mediumship demonstration on Monday, Easter Monday.
Okay.
And
one
of my guides came through, and now I don't remember everything that gets said on the night, but I get told a little while after by people that were there as a witness, and also by sometimes my guides will come in and say, oh yes, and this happened, because I want clarification from them. And the thing with TV is that you're right, it's a very negative tool or instrument. I don't watch a lot of it. If I watch TV, I normally put a DVD on that I want to watch, you know, a nice soppy sad film or a comedy.
Like Bambi.
I haven't seen Bambi for ages. But you know, I'll admit I do like the odd horror and I do like the odd war film, because you know but it has to be historically correct.
Absolutely.
Okay, for me. However, you know, when we turn on the TV in the morning, you've got these daybreak or these morning shows, or we've got Jeremy Kyle and the news. You know, it's pumping out negativity into your household.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's not good, because that negativity then rubs off on you, and it starts to reflect in and has an effect on your life. You know,
absolutely.
So you know. If you use public transport or you walk down the street, you will probably hear somebody going, "Did you watch that bloke on Jeremy Kyle? You know, what a complete idiot! Blah 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 blah."
Mm-hmm.
But then you're talking about the negativity, so it's spreading even further. It's like a disease.
Even further, absolutely. It's
so
right.
I do agree with you. I do, absolutely.
Mm. You know, sometimes in the mornings, I wake up early in the morning. I open the curtains. Sometimes it's really heavy raining. I mean, you can see. And I just say, thank you, God. Thank you, Great Spirit, for allowing me to see this beautiful Mother Nature, the rain that I can see with my eyes, be standing by the window, and be able to stand on my own feet, and do appreciate the beauty of life, the Mother Nature. So many people, they love to be able to do that, and they cannot get up in the bed. But every day when I get up in the morning, if it's raining, if it's thunder lightning, if it's sunny, whatever, I always say thank you for the beauty that is in front of my eyes. You know, there's so many people I talk to, and I know. What they do is they open the door or they open the curtains. If it's raining, they say, oh, this is a weird day, what a miserable day, you know? Something like that. They started the day like that with the negativities. From the moment that you get out of the bed, the first thing they do is negativity. They bring into the life. They bring into themselves, into their homes. And it's like sometimes when people say, I'm not going to do this tomorrow. I'm going to pretend that I know very well. So many people that I know, they have used these lines to escape from work. I'm going to call off sick tomorrow. And they do it. They call off sick. Only to find out the following day, really, they're going to be sick. Because when you make this, the power of word, the power, there's so much power in the words. And when you say these things, it's like, you're asking for these things. You're asking to the universe, I want to be ill tomorrow, send it to me. But when you give the universe the beautiful feelings, how you feel to be alive, the universe knows that you want to be alive, and that everything is around you is beautiful. So that's what you receive.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it's beautiful.
Yep, absolutely. I think, unfortunately, we've come to that time of the evening now. We're coming to a very, or draw a close to the end of the show. Obviously, guys, we apologise profusely about the fact that we weren't on earlier and we didn't get to do any readings this evening. But, Oscar, would you like to tell everybody how they can reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, from, I believe it's from the 18th of this month, I will be starting my own show on Wednesday night. This one is going to be between 10 and 11, between 10 and 11. That'll be the 4 o'clock in USA, that PM. And so it's going to be every Wednesday on 10, from 10 to 11 on www.mikespirit.fm. So you can follow me there. Also, yes, if anybody likes to get in touch with me, please go to my website, which I'll give it to you once again, and it's www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there is a Skype button as well, which I do private readings in Skype. So if anybody wants a Skype private reading, I can do it from that way as well.
Okay, guys. Thank you for that, Oscar. We're going to come to a close now. Obviously, you can listen to me on my Tuesday evening show from 9:30 UK time. And obviously on the Mike Spirit FM site. Again, I'll be on the Thursday. My website is www.nick-humphreys.com, or my Facebook page is Nick Humphreys. Please find me on there. Guys, thank you very much for listening to us tonight. Again, we apologise to you all, but love and light to you all wherever you may be.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place. 10:30 PM UK time, 5:30 PM Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 PM Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.